times. The next time I was in Los Angeles, I decided that I would meet up with him and see what sort of human being he was. And what I found out was that he was kind of weirdly delightful. I mean, he was this burly guy with a ton of tattoos who had a very sort of blunt manner about him, but also quite clearly super engaged with science fiction and who was writing what and how it worked. All of those things that made me feel like this was someone for whom the interest in the stories was not just a matter of business. It was also a matter of personal taste and enthusiasm, which made it a lot easier to work with him. During the long process of taking those short stories that I wrote into the realm of being animated shorts, one of my favorite things about Tim was that previously mentioned bluntness. He will tell you exactly what he thinks about something, and it's not necessarily going to be something that you will like to hear. He's not going to be a complete obnoxious dick about it, he's just going to tell you what he thinks. But at the same time, when you give him opinions, when you give him thoughts, and when you push back from his particular point of view, he may agree, or he may not, but he will absolutely listen. And when he does listen, he might incorporate what you've said. I really liked that I felt included in the development of the shorts that were based on my work. When they finally came out, it wasn't that I was seeing them and being surprised at what I was seeing. It was the culmination of a lot of work, of many people, which just happened to include me. One of the things that I tell people is that my experience of working on Love, Death, and Robots, from the very moment that the stories were optioned to basically this very moment when I'm writing this intro, has been one of the more positive experiences that I've had in film and television. And a lot of that has to do with Tim and his team at Blur Studios. It's been a wild ride, and I'm happy that everything we've all done continues to have a life beyond just the few weeks after the work was finally shown on Netflix. So for those of you who are reading these short stories now, I hope that you enjoy them as much as Tim Miller did when he selected them, and I hope that you see them as part of a continuum of work from all of us to you. Thanks for reading. John Scalzi.
The Screaming of the Tyrannosaur by Stant LaTore. Read by Nancy Wu. 1. See me. See what I can do. I walk naked out beneath the cameras with my sister athletes beside me, and the heat of these pounding sands would scorch my feet, but the nanites are already at work, toughening my soles, inuring them. For 7 years they have shaped me, week to week and night to night, for speed, strength, sex appeal, for this moment. My sisters sing a hymn to Hymen, god of marriage, but I only move my lips. I feel safe in my silence. It gives me time to prepare, to look up at all your faces. Your seats look like soap bubbles to me. Bubbles high above my head, bubbles containing little circular platforms with people on them. Small hover cycles zip past with cameras, projecting our faces and bodies onto screens revolving slowly in the air near your bubbles, so that you can see us and those we are here to honor. The sands curve up to the left and right, along the curvature of this steel cylinder we're inside, and there is more sand, yet high above your bubbles. We are spinning in space, though we don't feel the motion. The spin is what imprisons my feet to the sand, but gravity is not imprisonment. It is illusion. In a few moments, I will dance and leap in the air, competing with my sisters, and no chain will bind me, not gravity or any other. You will see what I can do. This is a private dynodrome, chartered for races in honor of the wedding of the Duchess Amy Mardonia and the Third Lord Leo Archibald II. Tonight's is the last of the games. The celestial couple have already wedded and departed for the bower. It is their guests who have remained behind that I and the animals will entertain. It is said that if one of the great creatures gives its death scream,